It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Good evening, Flesh Wound Radio Frat Freaks, and welcome to our spectacular sex comedy show that we have been teasing for a very long time. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Mr. Phi Delta Slam, Todd Loya. Your wrestling reference there, and Pug's Dread of the Horrified.
Damn, you just get. Oh yeah, and this guy too.
I don't know. He doesn't remember.
And this fucking nigger over here.
At least he didn't call you Lamar.
That is fucked up.
What's up, Dan? How are you doing?
I am doing well. Kind of excited for this show. I mean, we've covered a sex comedy here and there, but we haven't done it separate. So we hope you guys like this. We're kind of splitting things up a little, doing a lot of different stuff, and covering three recent-ish Blu-rays. There will obviously be a lot more of these shows coming up here and there, but I am excited for this lineup, and so no horror tonight. But Pugs did tell me that there is some news that makes sense for this show. So, Pugs, you were saying.
Well, you brought up the name Joanna Angel. Yes. I think you were being anti-Semitic or something, but that's okay. on Twitter, a month ago, it's still brand new, but she got some bolt-ons. She got new tits. She had her boobs done. And I think they look nice.
I'm not a fan. I don't.
You haven't even seen them yet.
She doesn't need it, though. You know what I mean? Like,
no, she didn't, not but she wanted it.
I know, Dan, it's not for you.
Well, I know. I'm just rating the tits, Todd.
That you how are you going to rate tits you haven't even seen?
I think I did Google it. I've watched a lot of her stuff. But I'm not a tits guy.
She hasn't really filmed any new content unless you're on her OnlyFans with her new boobs.
Well, maybe I have to now, but I don't know. I don't think she needed fake tits, is all I'm saying.
I don't think so either, but she wanted them.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a free country.
It's a woman's choice.
Exactly. The only choice I grant.
Right. I just don't like fake tits in general. I guess I'm in the minority there.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I agree. It was refreshing. It was refreshing from seeing some real tits back in some of our features tonight.
All right, I've seen them. Doesn't fit her. Too big.
Okay. Goddamn. Now I gotta Google.
It's not.
I just sent a photo over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Pugs is getting banned next.
Oh shit.
It doesn't fit her. Like, she is not your standard porn star chick, and I say that in the best possible way. I was.
Yeah, she's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I love her.
Yeah, they look fine. I don't know what Dan's tripping about.
He's crazy.
I'm not saying. I know. I
get it.
So, I don't like big tits.
I know you like them where they look like little boys. My bad.
Oh,
ah. Okay.
I like girls with
with flat chest, we know.
Smaller tits and big tits. I just don't like fake tits. I don't think
all I hear is flat chests.
Fuck you, Todd. Actually, I'd say I've probably been with more women with bigger tits in general. I don't think I've ever been with a truly flat-chested girl. Not that I'm against it, though. It's just
that's
how it's worked out.
It's just it was the boy.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. It's fucked
Did they have pocket cheeseburgers?
Fuck you, Todd. God damn it. I mean... I'm not saying she looks bad.
You are, though.
I'm not. I'm just saying that it was not necessary. I would not. I would still bang the shit out of Joanna Angel.
She'll be thrilled to hear that.
She's not going to be offended. I'm sure she's heard worse.
Oh, no. She's cool as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I fell in love with her when I first saw, you know, Triple Exorcist and Repenetrator.
I was going to say Repenetrator. Oh.
Yeah, she's a cool chick.
How long ago is that now? That's got to be at least 20.
Not 20, but over 10.
Oh, 15. You know what? Actually, I think Todd's right. It's close to like fucking maybe 17, 18.
I'm looking.
I want to say
2004.
Whoa, yeah.
Well, 16, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of Joanna Angel. I always have been. I love.
Have you met her?
Yes, I met her at the ABMs.
Yeah, she's really cool.
And I met her one other place, I think. Now maybe actually
is that when the
ABMs?
Is that when they asked you to leave?
I probably told her she had amazing natural tits. So if I met her again, I wouldn't say anything.
Like, what the fuck did you do? You ruined your titties.
Take them back. Fix that shit.
I was just saying, what's her name? Sarah Silverman could play her in like a biopic.
A biopic?
Yeah, well, you have to have a younger actress starting out, but they're actually probably not. Joanna Angel's got to be about 40 then, or very close, right?
Let's look it up.
I mean, late 30s, at least.
I know she started her shit in college. Well, in 2004, she was, I think, 22.
Yeah.
I think she started at 18.
Hold on.
Maybe 20.
She is 39.
There you go, yeah.
Pretty close.
Still looks great.
You know what? I liked her in her chunky phase.
Yeah,
when she would say chunky phase, but when she thicked out, I mean, anytime.
Sarah Silverman is 10 years older. You just want to bang her horse mouth. Just let it go.
Fuck you, Todd.
She has a horse mouth.
The comedian Kevin Brennan took her virginity. She writes about it in her book.
Sarah Silverman or Joanne Angel?
Yes.
Oh,
Sarah Silverman. And he's hilarious.
Yes.
There you go. Sarah Silverman would probably be a blast. So, and I'm sure she has real tits, too. Just saying. Real titties are cool.
I don't know. Like, with her Twitter attitude lately, she's kind of gone back on her her stance on stuff. Kind of a bitch now.
Well, either way, I'm not talking shit on Joanna Angel. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, you are. We hear it.
I'm not.
Listen to the white man's opinion. She wasn't allowed to change her titties.
She's fucking white too.
Yeah, but
she's a Jew.
And your opinion matters more than hers.
I've said it's a.
I heard you say it.
We're a review show. I'm reviewing the titties. I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's better before. Why do we have to? We have to change everything.
Heil Sign, calm down.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They look nice. They're fine.
But
we don't know her mental state.
Yes, she wanted.
Maybe she always wanted to do this, and now she finally had a place where she can, and boom, now she feels like 100 times better. We don't know.
All right, it's cool. You know, hey, Joanna, congrats on your fake titties. It's all good.
They're not fake titties. You don't call wrestling fake.
All right, I will kayfabe the titties. Just say, leave it at their beautiful.
Her new titties.
That's fine. There you go.
So would you call? You wouldn't call it an upgrade. You would call it a downgrade.
I mean, again, I'm not kicking her out of bed. I'm just saying I prefer it the way it was before.
I got no problem with bolt-ons. Why not? Yeah.
They're probably sagging.
I knew a girl once who had played cards with her who had fake tits. And I knew her before she got the fake tits. Did not look good. They didn't move. They didn't look natural. It just felt like, I mean, I didn't fuck her, but, you know, it would probably feel like you're trying to, I don't know.
That
like,
may have changed your mind.
Fuck a stone right. or something.
No, yes, I'm but you like, know what? It made her feel better.
I touched them for clothes. You know, everybody was touching them, and I just
with her permission.
Yes, with her permission.
Lame.
Everybody was touching the tits. So yes, this was with permission. I was
everybody there. Jumped off a bridge.
You know what's funny? Dan would not do that today if she was wearing a mask, the coronavirus mask. He's like, no, I'm not touching those. I don't know who else has touched them.
All right. So anyways, am I good to go?
I didn't stop it. I'm just going to bleep that shit.
Okay.
Drop the word, something.
Yeah, just drop the word.
We'll get kicked off of Facebook and shit for that. And YouTube.
He meant it with love.
Sorry, I'm from the 90s. We talk like that.
Yes, he meant it.
Yeah,
he meant
for
it.
Real.
He meant it with love. All right, so... all right, well, I'll kick this off with one that I was always a big fan of. And this is not one of the better-known sex comedies, but it's not obscure either. It does have one hell of a cast.
Not like the sex comedy you picked that wasn't a sex comedy.
Okay, Todd. It's had elements, but that's cool.
It had zero elements. I watched that shit, and I remembered why I didn't really like it. You have Linda Blair in the movie, and you don't show her tits in that era, you're just fucking up. Sorry.
Is that what happened? Is that why they got bumped?
Yes. It wasn't a sex comedy.
All right. Well, it's been a while. Sometimes you forget.
I know.
Qualified as a recent Blu-ray. So.
I got censored again.
Caesar. I don't know what's...
Oh, I better mute that because that's going to keep going off. So if you... Keep going.
I don't know what kind of shit he's sending. All right. Fraternity Vacation from 1985, director James Frawley. For Iowa fraternity brothers, Mother and Joe, the only way to score a paid vacation in sunny Palm Springs is to take along supreme nerd Wendell, played by Stephen Jeffries.
Sam Ritter.
There you go. Now we know what era of film Todd's a fan of for him. When they make a bet with a rival frat to be the first to bed a beautiful woman, their getaway goes out of control. Now with the help of some bikini beauties, a bit of creative party crashing, and a local girl with a dangerous secret, the ultimate spring break is about to begin. John Vernon, Barbara Crampton, Kathleen Kinmont, Matt McCoy, Lee McCloskey, Max Wright, Nina Talbot, Frank Edgeye, Charles Rocket, and Britt Eklund co-star in this outrageous yet good-natured comedy that only could have made in the 80s, filled with scary fashion, gratuitous nudity, sudden aerobics, and music by Bananarama, Confunction, and others. That is a theme in the 80s.
And I know Dan said the only thing that could have made this better is Mitch Bennett in John Vernon's role.
Fuck.
Tell me he wouldn't have worked as that role.
No.
Really?
What does Lars Sullivan have to do with John Vernon? You can't replace John Vernon.
But I'm saying he could be a good asshole. I mean, he might be dropping F-bombs, but other than that.
I disagree with that. I mean, I guess he'd be scared.
I know, you only want to watch those two butt-fucking my bad.
That's fucked up, Todd. God damn it. All right.
So Mitch Bennett and Sam Ritter. You know, I'm just going to leave it there.
Yeah.
Dan's a fan. I don't want to offend him.
He loves him.
Well, fuck you, Todd. So this one is also interesting because same year as Fright Night, which also featured, of course, Stephen Jeffries and Amanda Bearse. So I saw Fright Night first, but this is one I saw shortly after, and I just thought it was really funny that Evil Ed, and I'm hearing my echo, I don't know if that's you, Todd,
no.
That Evil Dead and Marcy Darcy were love interests, which is really...
And then Herman's, then Herman's head got in the mix.
They both ended up being homosexuals in real life. This is crazy.
Maybe they both fucked each other back in 85.
Damn, are you saying they caught it from each other, Dan?
Yeah,
wow, that's so what you just said. Is that not exactly what he just said?
That's not. They tried it. They didn't like it. And they mutually agreed.
They caught the gay.
It was. That's not what I said, goddamn.
Careful. Careful. I know. It's okay. You can say whatever you want now in 2020. You can. We can't.
That's not what I fucking said. I just said maybe they didn't like it. Maybe, you know, and they decided.
That's what I heard.
Oh, so it's a choice.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm. There's a picture of this girl, Jenny, that was in, well, actually both of the last movies I did. In a, like,
she got the gay from you?
Fuck you, Todd. That felt like very... All right, so she met Amanda Bearse at a convention, and she was like like bikini and really revealing outfit. And there is a photo somewhere. I've repressed so much of the movie stuff, but there's a photo of Amanda Bearse basically like staring right at her tits. It's hilarious. Yeah, so...
That's why you like lesbians, because you're trying to catch the gay.
Fuck you, Todd. Lesbians are awesome. I love lesbians.
I know. You love the gays.
I'm cool with the gays. All right.
But you know what? But he won't say he loves them. I love the gays. Do you love the gays, Dan?
No, I'm not going to fucking say it, but yes, I do.
I love
the
gays.
I know. What the hell? Dan, you're coming off a little homophobic, sir.
That's because then it's going to be like an audio clip, like you're making me look like fucking MAGA Dan, and then, you know, I know how
it works. No, that would be like me telling you to say, I hate the gays.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Anyway.
Man, I feel like I should cut all this out at this point. But for reals, yeah.
Just leave it at Dan's indifferent towards the gays.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, because, you know, let's be honest, this is a show we're not going to have a high gay audience, because the sex comedies from the 80s were not the best years for them.
You know what?
Or the people of color.
Well, very true.
Thank God.
I do know there are gay people that enjoy a good sex comedy. In fact, Chris, I believe, does not hate the genre.
Hold on. I got three words for you. Horn dogs, beach party.
That is just an abomination.
We'll save that for the end.
With the shittiest director of all time. But, yeah. Well, anyways. Modern ones aren't always as good, but there are exceptions.
I got
So, anyways. Yeah, this is like a who's who. I mean, the dad from Alf pops up. You've got John Vernon. Barbara Crampton, we get to see in all her glory. This is a star-studded movie that, of course, Tim Robbins exploded.
The following year his greatest film ever.
This is the prequel. We now know what Phil was doing back in school.
Yes.
'Cause that, Mother's just a nickname.
Yes.
Yeah, we get Discount Ben Gutenberg's in this.
That's Matt McCoy.
Matt McCoy, yes. If you're listening to the show, you get it. And do you know what the lead actress that they're all trying to bang is famous for? Todd probably knows.
I don't. I was waiting to bring up Kathleen Kilmont.
No, well, she's not the lead.
I know.
Sherry Wilson was Chuck Norris's love interest for many seasons on Walker, Texas Ranger.
I've only ever seen the closing credits of
Texas Walker Ranger?
Whatever his fucking name is.
What cheap Filipino knockoff is Texas Walker Ranger?
I've only ever seen the closing credits waiting for Ra to come on.
I'm amazed you didn't watch more of that.
I did not. I'm not a fan of Chuck Norris. I didn't get into
it. You're crazy. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you don't fuck with the Chuck, dude.
And you know what? When I rewatched some of the canon stuff, I was like, I don't know why I didn't watch this when I was a kid. It's because of missing in action and probably Delta Force, because I didn't like military stuff. I always thought it was dumb.
Oh my god, I love Delta Force. You would like Delta Force 2?
Oh, I like them both now.
Billy Drago.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, there's rape and cocaine.
Yeah, I like Invasion USA is probably my favorite. So,
okay,
yeah.
Oh, like wait, and the one that's like Silent Rage, the one that's like a slasher. It's like his Cobra.
Hell yeah,
yeah,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, everything. Hellbound, he fought the devil. But anyways, Fraternity Vacation. I wouldn't say this is the funniest movie of the night. But it is still textbook 80s.
Oh my god, yeah.
I mean, just everything about it.
They're betting for who gets the girl, who gets who laid. It's like all of the fucking
rolled into one.
Oh yeah, and then you got the oh, we got to save them and get them out of jail. You got fucking the preppies that are the enemies. You got every fucking like 80s
trope
is in this one.
Yes, all the way.
Well, and except for one, but we're gonna get those in another title later on.
AIDS.
Oh.
Tons of nudity too.
Yes.
You do get to see Barbara,
homegirl from Halloween 4.
Yep, Kathleen Kilmer. Yes.
Oh my god.
Fine. Yeah.
I would have risked the herpes. You two are lame. Just do it.
Yeah.
And that's before she got renegated.
Mm-hmm. Lorenzo.
Worth the burn.
Who's his other ex-wife?
I don't know.
Or Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, God.
I know what you're talking about.
He's been with, like,
is it the Indian?
Well, no, because I remember the one Weekend of Horrors. They suck him right in between. It was Kathleen Kilmont, him, and then his other ex-wife. So he's like stuck in between two ex-wives.
I've heard he's kind of a dick.
He was cool there.
Yeah, but again, yeah, there's been other people that people said that about that have been cool. But I have some bar story somebody told me about him once that he was kind of a douche. But anyways. Yeah, I did. I dug this. And there's something so ironic now, some of the people that are in this, Tim Robbins making what some people consider the greatest movie ever with Shawshank, to go back.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Howard.
Like, the two greatest movies ever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking dumb. The other one's Shauna Sands.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, I mean, this one, I can't put it among the best of the best, but I've just always liked it. I don't know if it has, like, that like, moment that, like, in Porky's where the dick goes through the girl's shower. But still, I mean, I watch this again, big-ass smile on my face, beginning to end. It's so funny. And, I nostalgia overload, and it actually kind of has the same similar ending to another film we're gonna review tonight. I'm gonna be realistic in my rating of this one and give it a 3.5. Again, not the best of the best, but I think it'll appeal to a lot of you guys there's somebody you're a big fan of in this for sure. What say you guys?
Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, okay. I'm a four. I really like this one.
Cool, cool.
I know. I'm probably going to be the Dan of this show and give everything higher numbers.
I want.
That's.
I'm aware of that.
That's totally cool. on the basis that this is a Phil from Howard the Duck prequel, this gets a four.
Awesome.
I like it. I do really like it a lot. It wasn't my favorite of the night.
Yeah.
Of like Jansen or of the three that we watched.
But
it was a damn good time. I had a blast.
We have
and Officer Buttface.
Yes, and just the irony of Stephen Jeffries like trying to get a blowjob from Marcy Garcia is that's gold. I kind of regret not going higher. But anyways, our next one.
Dan, have you ever tried to use that line on somebody?
I'm not a line guy. I really am not.
No.
Yeah. He's if like, I'm that bold, it's on the internet.
Want to see my movie basement?
That doesn't usually.
As he grips the Glock extra tight.
Right.
All right.
What's next, Dan?
Our next film takes it to a colder climate. Oh. And that is 1984's Hot Dog the Movie from director Peter Markle. Harlan Banks is an American hot dogger who enters a winter skiing competition and goes pole to pole, that's a Sam Ritter move, with Rudy, an arrogant Austrian pro that will do anything to win. As Harkin's Rat Pack and Rudy's Rudettes battle on and off the slopes, Rudy's ultra-sexy girlfriend, played by Shannon Tweed, sets her sights on Harkin with a few pointers of her own. Culminating in a final and dangerous Chinese downhill race, only one will be victorious. See and hear Hot Dog the Movie the way it was always meant to be in this unrated producer's cut of the iconic 80s TNA ski comedy classic. Remastered in 4K from the uncut 35mm camera negative and remixed in 5.1 surround sound, this is writer co-producer Mike Marvin's original version of the film containing additional nudity, sex, and restored scenes not included in the 1984 theatrical release. Also stars David Naughton and James Saito. It's interesting.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, am I just stupid, or did I not catch why it's named Hot Dog?
Oh, because hot dogging was a thing in the 80s. That was like a style of like going out on the slopes, and they were hot dogging.
Not to be confused with public sex shows.
So I'm not a complete retard.
No, it's just, it doesn't really hold up like it did like back then, because hot dogging was a new thing.
Okay. Cool, because I was like waiting for the hot dogs to show up. I'm like, is someone going to ski in a hot dog uniform? Oscar Mayer Wiener going to throw by?
There is a Hamburger the Movie also. Sorry,
yeah,
Hamburger the Motion Picture
from the co-writer.
Yes,
co-writer producer. Yeah,
if it's half as good as this, I would like to see it.
It's a lot more weird, but yeah,
I'll tag you in first, Pugs. Is this the first time watch for you? Because I'm curious to get your take.
This is the very first time I've seen it. I've seen the poster constantly, and it's always been on my radar. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it's just one of those movies that always slip by me. And now I'm pissed. Because this could have been in regular rotation the entire time. This movie's fucking awesome. based on boobs alone.
Right.
Two thumbs up and an erection. I'm not big on skiing, but mm-hmm. Whatever. Neither here nor there. I was waiting for a fucking American Werewolf to turn into a white wolf. But no, it was really fucking funny. Everyone is there is pretty, so that was awesome. And I loved what's his ass? Fucking Squirrel.
Yes.
Squirrel is the man. I want a Squirrel short. He's cool.
We're getting in. Yeah, Squirrel was Todd, because this is this one. Holy shit, all of our movies tonight could not be made today, which is what I think make these 80s sex comedies so special, couldn't do it. I mean, you legitimately have a girl being roofied joke by a squirrel. That,
Should I assault her now?
And our villain kind of gets the one girl drunk and the, you know, two. And, you know, it's very...
Sunny side up.
Sunny side down, sunny all the way around. I used to go around quoting that as a little kid. Yeah, that's how much I fucking love these. I think I was like probably talking about actually in school about Sunny, the wrestling ballet. For those of you unaware, I think I used that line, come to think of it, just to talk about her. But anyway, Todd, this is you. This was when it was okay to be a Todd.
I didn't see anything wrong with this film. They should remake this today. Not change a frame.
Yeah, right.
It would be taken a lot different than it's taken. Man, okay, total side story. But yeah, I'm going to take it. It's just about back in the day. I had The Wood on today, if you don't know what The Wood is, Dan. I know you don't. It's
a black movie?
Yes. About growing up in Englewood and the three friends. And there's a part where they play, you know, the game. Oh, go grab her ass. I'll give you a dollar. So I was like, I remember getting dared to grab the girl's ass. It was like no thing back then. Okay, sorry.
Come on. You got slapped for that shit.
No, you didn't. The girls would get mad. You're right.
Now, even I got away with some of it.
Right.
Like, it was starting to get frowned upon when I was growing up. But, you know, so. I was charming enough to where, like, oh, that's just pugs.
Yeah, see? You got that pass. Yeah. Dan, they're like, get that hat away from us.
That's fucked.
Yeah, it was a different time. That's all I'm saying. But god damn, like, it's fucking just awesome. I know it's politically incorrect, blah, 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 blah. But the shit was funny.
I have a story I'm not going to tell on air because then I'll never hear the end of it, but it is funny. It's a Catholic school story.
No, yeah, we don't want to hear your priest escapades.
Fuck you.
Well,
I thought you were going to stop at your priest ex.
That too. He's still heartbroken.
I mean, I was a kid, so it's not as creepy.
He was a grown adult.
So you taking that dong wasn't as bad?
No, but you were telling the grab ass story, and it's like there was.
You know you're not doing any better, right, Dan?
I was a little kid.
Let him tell the story.
It doesn't make me that creepy, and it was an older girl. And I think I did actually, like, look up a skirt once. I got in trouble.
What a pervert. Yeah. You want to know the... Okay, God, we're just going off. The first time I was told to go to the principal's office, I didn't do it right, but I told a girl to eat this and pointed at my cock. Eat, suck. I was close enough.
So you get in trouble for that and actually grabbing an ass.
I didn't get in trouble for grabbing the ass.
I don't understand, unless you knew the girl. And
it was a different time, Dan.
So basically...
Where do you think the phrase playing grab ass comes from?
Yeah, but that's with like somebody you're kind of with.
No.
Playing grab ass? Not necessarily.
I'll definitely... Yeah, that went the way of the dodo, because, that's not going to go well now.
No.
For almost anybody. I think even, I don't know, you could be Channing Tatum and still not get away with that. Maybe 50% of the time. But this had the perfect 80s villain. It was so good. Kamikaze was hilarious, and he was actually Shredder in the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was Shredder?
Yeah, that was Shredder.
This movie just became even more cool. Fuck yeah, that's a Rokusaki? Oh, I gotta rewatch that shit.
Yeah, the 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I did not recognize that. I feel like a half man. I'm looking at the fucking 14-inch NECA figure right now.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. Now you've got a story with this movie.
It's badass.
He didn't even speak Japanese, which was so funny. He had to, like, call up his uncle and, like, how do I say I want to see your titties, basically, to get those lines out. He's from Los Angeles. But, oh, man. I mean, this is just so good. And David Doughton, definitely his second best film, I think, by far. Wish he had become a bigger star, but I was disappointed. We even got a sequel tease, and we never got the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Never got Hot Dog 2. Shannon Tweed, holy shit, she is aged
Bubba,
well.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like 63. I mean, goddamn, she still looks good.
She's like, wait, hold on. She was born in 57, so that's 63, right?
Yeah, 63, I believe. But, or 64 now.
No, wait, hold on. I can't do math today.
I'm still tripping on Shredder. That's way cool.
Yeah, well, technically she's 62. Oh, she has a birthday in 6 days.
Nice. Hey, I still would.
Guess I'm watching Scorned on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some pretty primo tongue action, though, so that's, you know, you're going to have to put your working boots on for that one.
You know, yeah. I was going to tell you. The day before this Monday house party turns 30 years old.
Ooh.
Damn.
Right?
Old.
Makes me feel old as shit.
But
I'll be watching something else on Monday.
So, yeah, this, oh, man. And they go all out on the extras. I'm not going to run all that down. But, yeah. And also, what makes this even cooler, this almost everything that happens in this movie, including the hot tub hotel scene, really happened. He was talking about it in the extras and said, yeah, the heart-shaped thing. He saw the guy pop up giving her, eating her pussy under the water. And, yeah, so that makes it even cooler.
Yes.
That's never happened to me, but I want a hot hotel clerk to, you know, just show up naked. And yeah. So, yeah, all three of our movies tonight are like Hall of Fame in terms of nudity, because there are some sex comedies that you might just get a pair of tits or two, maybe if you're lucky. These all have full nudity, which is nice.
Some bush.
And some bush, yes. All right, so this one ranks a bit higher for me. This one gets a 4.5. This is, yeah, just perfect. And I will say, there is a PG-13 film that came along much, much later called Out Cold that's actually pretty funny, too,
mm-hmm.
and worth doubling with this.
If you're going to double with this, you better use Ski School or, Ski Patrol.
Yeah, well, yeah.
South Park.
Willard.
South Park, the episode Aspen.
Oh, my God. Have you seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode, too?
Which one?
The one where they go to
I'm
the
season behind.
Oh, I think it's, I have to look up a season. The one where they go to the ski resort and they do all the tropes.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
Pug,
I had to.
Didn't you say Hungry Like the Wolf is still stuck in your head?
It was stuck in my head for the fucking, like, the all day next day.
We have some good soundtracks on these movies.
I love
the
fucking soundtrack to this one.
I wonder if there's vinyls of any of this. There should be.
I don't know, because it was different. Because it uses Hungry Like a Wolf, there's a good chance that that wasn't on the actual soundtrack.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they didn't want to pay, but they put it in the movie, and they'd have to pay again to put it on the soundtrack.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know.
Well, still, they should make one.
Yeah,
well,
Todd,
what? 4.5.
Or,
Todd forgets.
I'm already, I know, I'm a 4.5 also. But I do like this one a little bit better than the last one.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little more of an elite class. What say you, Pugs?
Well, this one was my favorite of the three we watched today.
Ooh, okay.
And it was tough competition. But yeah, this was my favorite one of the night. And I was going to give it a 5 anyway, but then now you guys blew my mind with fucking Shredder being in it. So yeah, 5.
There we go.
I feel good about it.
I was torn.
I like this one. It's going to be in a regular rotation.
I was torn on a 5 on this one myself.
Yeah.
I went back and forth.
Yeah. Usaki. I like that, yeah, we raised it up for you a little bit. All right, so the next one I'm dying to talk about, I know Todd is as well, and that is 1983's Private School from director Noel Black. Phoebe Cates, Matthew Modine, and Betsy Russell star in this outrageous romantic comedy that could only happen in the 80s, Private School. Cherry Bell's student Christine Ramsey and Jim Green from the nearby Fremont Academy are experiencing the joys and pains of first love. But when Christine's rival Jordan sets her sights on Jim and Jim's party animal pal Bubba run amok in the girls' dormitory, it sets off the cavalcade of raucous hijinks that turn both the school's and Christine and Jim's lives upside down. Featuring Kathleen Wilhoy, Ray Walston, Martin Mull, Sylvia Crystal, and a soundtrack of hits from The Stray Cats, Vanity Six, Rick Springfield, and more, Private School on Blu-ray will take you back to the glorious era of watching scrambled late-night cable channels, but without the eye strain. I think they overhyped the romantic comedy aspect of this. Although, you know, yeah, in a lot of these, technically, you could say that it qualifies. All right, talking about fucking 80s. First off, the nudity in this, all-time classic. There is a lot of it. You get the group shower scene. You get you get guys being absolute fucking pervs. Holy shit, this is the Todd film. This might as well have been Todd the college years, but nobody gets in trouble. You can dress up, infiltrate the girls' school, and watch everybody shower.
Hang outside the window.
And they just think it's cute. You know, nobody gets upset.
And it was a good old hashtag,
80s. Hashtag boys will be boys. Right.
I love this movie so fucking much. Man, watching it again, I think it holds up so well. It makes me laugh until like literally my fucking sides hurt. This movie is so good. And I throwing out another cast member that I think this one you will have recognized, but did you catch the grandma from Happy Gilmore?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, okay. I figured that one you would probably
better have a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Ben Stiller could have been in this. Apparently Paula Abdul is like an extra in this. I don't think during the shower scene, unfortunately, but she is uncredited. This, to me, is one of the funniest ones. You've got Fat Krug walking around.
Bubba?
Yes. Fat
Bubba's Krug. My spirit animal.
All right, Todd, I'll tag you in on this one because I know this is very special to you. You've got your two childhood boners.
It didn't hold up for me.
I'll lie. You can't even fucking trick me with this one. I know you too well.
Yes. Betsy Russell. She's beautiful. Still is. Phoebe Cates. She was awesome back in the day.
You just took a subtle dig at Phoebe Cates. back in the day. She's still, I mean, keep in mind, pushing 60, probably, or late 50s. She still looks pretty good.
I haven't seen enough recent pictures to give an accurate assessment.
Kevin Kline's a lucky man.
Okay. I'm not arguing. But Dan has to fucking point that out. I wasn't giving her a backhanded compliment.
Yes, you were.
I was not. Oh, I was.
Betsy Russell still is. BB Kate, pause. Really cute back in the day. Yeah, like, our listeners can read through the line.
He didn't pause. He went straight through it.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you didn't draw attention to it, it would have been okay. Right on. But he's right.
Yeah, I mean, you already said it. It's got it all. It's got fucking the, you know, let's dress up and go into the woman's dorm. It's got, okay, naked horseback riding. I mean, is there any?
Oh, that is so iconic.
Yes.
Good form.
It's funny, the TV version, she's wearing clothes.
Yes.
This is one of those movies that there's actually TV footage that is, like, alternate. Just not besides that, there's some extra stuff out there. Unfortunately, yeah. No deleted scenes. It's, I know a lot of these TV versions Universal used to do all the time, but unfortunately, so many of them got destroyed in one of the many Universal fires. Mm.
Sometimes there's extra stuff, too, that, you know, different lines.
Okay, exactly, Dan.
Well, not just tits, and not just clothes.
I said there was others deleted scenes.
Yes. Continue.
I would have if you wouldn't have interrupted me saying what I just said.
Nostalgia boner.
You Dan's nostalgia boner. This is one of my favorites. I still have this on Laserdisc. I should probably let that go at this point.
Hold it tight, man.
You know the thing about Laserdisc, though, you can frame it. You know what I mean? Like, even they're still kind of cooler.
I don't have room to frame it.
Oh, yeah. But, keep it with your records. I don't know.
You can frame it and store it.
Then what's the point of framing it? It's just with my Laserdisc now.
It's extra protected.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It's Ray Walston's funny in it. We have not mentioned Sylvia Crystal yet.
Yes, which I'm so glad. We are going to have to do private lessons on whatever our follow-up show will be.
One of the many.
Pugs. Holy shit. Holy shit. That's going to be...
You know how we're doing the two shows a week now? I was telling Dan for like one show a month for the second hour... We should do a sex comedy one. Like I said, for this month, we're going to do a sex comedy show the whole second hour. So we got like three more. But starting next month, we'll do one a month. So we'll keep the sex comedy thing going because I think there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, you haven't seen, we haven't done. Maybe we will split up the asylum. No, I just want to do the asylum. I don't know. Now we'll figure it out. God damn it.
I'm in.
We can flip the script. I haven't watched anything yet, so, you know, for next week.
These
so.
Are excellent.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I'm in.
Yes.
But I co-sign on Phoebe Cates and
Betsy Russell.
Betsy Russell, yeah.
Yes, her and her buck teeth. Oh, my God.
And there is so many, like I said again, impossible to make. I mean, when Bubba's girlfriend talks about losing her virginity while she was passed out, again, it cannot be done. You will never
show the Bill Cosby meme. This motherfucker spitting.
It was normal back in the day.
No, it wasn't.
That's the risk you take when you go out, lady.
Consent was only if you said no. that was the loophole back in the day.
In these movies, it certainly was.
Yeah, just in the movies.
Oh, and God, the Martin Bowles scene for you Roseanne fans when she was trying to buy the rubbers.
Really? You went with Roseanne for Martin Mull?
Well, that's what... I mean, that was a big show.
I would go with Sabrina.
I would have went with Clue.
Clue, okay. But people know the Roseanne character. I'm just throwing it out there, fucking Todd. God damn it. That was hilarious. I mean, this one is gold. I mean, this is the elite class of sex comedies. Matthew Modine, too. It's funny. I, if we're talking prequels, I like to think that he's Brenner from Stranger Things. I don't think they actually specify the year, so I'm still going to, just picture that in my head now.
And the director also did another one I'm a fan of from 1985, where you get to see Mrs. Travolta nude, Mischief.
Oh, yes. That is a good one. Yeah. But this one, everything. So I do want to give some, we're not going to go over all the extras, but I do want to throw out some tidbits here. Todd, have you ever seen the, and this is coming from the commentary track, which is from the author of that, I should have wrote it down, that teen movie Hell.
Book, oh, yeah.
Which is really good. Have you ever seen the 1982 film Let's Do It?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now, so I know if I have.
That is, where anytime the guy gets, a boner or something, he has, flashes of, Godzilla and nuclear war, and it's, he's trying to lose his virginity. It's one of the more wacky premises. But it's a more... There are a lot of obscure ones that have never even come to DVD.
Apparently I already have it on VHS somewhere.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. And here's another trivia bit. Do you know who almost played the limo driver?
Oh, you know what? I don't remember. I remember. Who was
Benny it? Benny Hill.
There we go.
Which would have been really funny if they did the Benny Hill music gimmick chasing around the
old Absolutely.
I'm sorry to go over this one because I'm just – it's a great track. They also talk about Young Lust, an unreleased and probably lost sex comedy that the author couldn't even locate. This is – oh, man. Private School is the shit. And, Todd, I have a mission for you. You have to track down an actual sex game at the time that they talk about called Custer's Revenge. I know nothing
about it. Oh,
wait.
Was that the Atari game?
Maybe. I don't know. You know I'm not a game guy, but Custer's Revenge.
Well, you know, when people talk about being gamers, no one is talking about Atari.
Well, I don't know. I didn't have Custer's Revenge. I'm kind of curious to see it, though. You've got all that shit. Talk to Ozzy. I'm sure he's playing it right now.
I'll send you some footage of it.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'm curious now.
Hold on, you want a live reaction video? So, if you guys just heard those beeps, that's some actual sound from fucking Custer's Revenge that I didn't mean to play, but...
He had it that quick to be... Oh, man. Todd, you're a fucking bird. I wish... Now, here's a mission for you, too. And this is not going quite back to the 80s, but another... My brother had a game once, and it's just very vague memories, but it was some Asian businessman goes out of town and has his friend watch his house and his daughter, and the whole thing was he's trying to fuck the daughter or something. It's such a pervy fucking game, but I think he had it, either my brother or one of my brother's friends, and it's driven me nuts. That's all I remember about it. And this would have been way back in the day. I'm assuming, I think it was a computer game or something. Probably impossible to find now, but yeah, there's another mission for you. I might be talking out of my ass.
I don't even know. But okay, go ahead and watch the clip, both y'all, so you can see the game.
All right.
Yeah, I play it again.
Trying not to. Nice!
Well, we can hear from Dan now.
Nice. Oh, man, it's like a pixelated cowboy
Oh my god! Look how big his dick is.
Yeah, he's got a giant pixelated dick, and he's just like, I've never seen anybody fuck like that. Like, you're both standing up, and he just runs into her like that.
Yeah, you ain't fucked till you fuck like that.
I don't know why he keeps.
Are those arrows that are trying to cock block you?
Basically.
Yeah.
And, if you would like to watch this footage too,
it's, is that a teepee? Is that supposed to be a teepee?
Yes,
like
a smoke.
It's a smoke signal.
Yes,
yeah.
It's Atari 2600, Custer's Revenge. You get some nice footage on YouTube.
Posted in the Horror Cartel.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, this is nice. This is when games were still fun. Indy trying to like bang a girl while Indians are like shooting fucking arrows at you. It's awesome. So yeah, it fits the movie because they do talk about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'll make sure it posts up when we're talking about it right now, because I'll make sure I remember what time it is and it'll go up at right this minute.
All right. So yeah, I could run down. I mean, this movie beginning to end is pure perfection. I'm a five. This is elite. We had three really good ones tonight, but this is elite. So's Hot Dog, but I gotta put Private School a little bit higher for me.
Yeah, I'm a five on this one.
What say you, Pugs?
I got no problem giving this one a five.
Well, there we go. Is that our first gash of the night?
That is a gash.
Altogether.
Yes.
A gaping gash.
No, now you made it gape.
Well, that's okay. You're all three gaping it to her, you'd have a gape. So. All
right. Good point. That's 15 inches.
Well, I don't know, dude. I'm like 12, so that's not saying a lot for you guys. So that's cool, Todd.
It was 3 5s, Dan, if you knew math.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm still, like, going to talk shit since I'm, like, all of these things.
I know. Don't tell the poor, betrutin' white man he's got a small dick. What are they going to do now? They already have nothing left.
That's fucked up, Todd. God damn it.
What will you do?
Well, I'm not going to cancel the hunt again, so. So, yeah.
I hope it does now, just so you're... Just because you...
Fuck, Corona. Yeah, Bond now. Corona's, people are really overreacting.
Yep. As Dan's going to get his supplies tomorrow. Not this, those people.
That's fucked up, Todd.
You already said
Before those people loot it. Before those people loot. Right?
For what?
Yes,
he said. Before those people start looting.
Oh,
Dan.
That's racist. That's fucked up.
It's just your opinion.
I know. You are in Chocolate City.
There are a lot of beautiful women around here. And, yeah, Todd, did I tell you Todd got me to join the Tinder?
I saw you were excited about it.
Hashtag future shit.
He's got all these bots that want his cock.
There are a lot of bots. There's a lot of bots. I'm. There's really nothing to it. I can see now why it basically is a fuck site, because you really don't have a lot of info you can put out there. So it's just
you just swipe till you find somebody you like to look at, and then you try to fuck. How hard is that?
But it's not advertised. It's not like Adult Friend Finder, though.
No, I mean, people on there are stupid and look for relationships. I hear now too. So I don't know. I don't use the Tinder. I'm the married one.
I am not a fan of Tinder.
No.
It just seems weird.
Yeah, I just created one. I was like, oh, fuck it. Everybody seems to be
free.
On this goddamn thing.
You get to look at bitches and swipe. Oh my god, hold on. There's this new website, or new Twitter. Hold on, what is it called?
Is it Black People Meet? Because Dan's always trolling that.
No, it isn't.
That's fucked up.
It is not your new favorite one, spooky either. It's mug. It's mug showities. So it's
mug show.
You know, like showities. S H A W T Y.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just mugshots of hot bitches.
This is hilarious. Hold on.
What is it called again?
Oh, wait, they have an Instagram, too. M-U-G-S-H-A...
Like prisoners?
Yes. M-A-G-S-H-A-W-T-Y-S.
M-A?
Hold on.
So if you want to get, like, stabbed?
Hold on. M-U-G-S-H... Oh, sorry. Yeah. M-U-G-S-H-A-W... T-Y-S.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, there you go. I mean, it actually makes sense. You figure you're out of prison.
Damn.
You know?
There's one that's familiar, and I can't place her. I think she's like a wrestling chick. I thought it was Rebby at first, but I couldn't place her. Go to 5 days ago, domestic battery. And why do I recognize her?
Wait, let's rewind a minute. Is this like a Tinder thing?
No, it's on Twitter. It's
hot girl mugshots.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting there thinking, like, Todd, how'd you find
right person? Under attempted murder and useful and use unlawful yeah. use of a firearm. The one that's under
domestic battery.
Yeah. Why does she? I don't know. She looks so familiar.
She looks like Homegirl from Lucha Underground.
Melissa Six Santos? Or...
No, the flippy one.
Ivelisse?
Who's that, Dan?
Ivelisse
or Lucky Star? Not Lucky Star, yeah.
No, I would go Ivelisse. It's not Ivelisse, but...
No, it's not. But I recognize her from somebody. Because there are, like, famous mugshots. I don't know. She might be... Oh, my God. Now I know who it is. I'm fucking dumb.
I agree.
Who is it?
It's fucking...
Do we know?
I know who it is now. It's, Ronnie from Jersey Shore's Crazy Old Lady.
Oh! Okay. What the fuck? The one that killed his dog, right?
Yeah.
God, what a fucking asshole.
But, I mean, if you scroll down, it's got, like, Lindsay Lohan. There's some other people. Okay.
I've not heard shit from Lindsay Lohan in what seems like...
Oh, it's an old mugshot, but they have it on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should look at it. I know Dan doesn't use the Twitter machine.
I don't use Twitter. I created one, like, during the movie.
Do you use Instagram?
No.
You should.
Instagram. Right? I love Instagram. That's my favorite one.
I don't post much, but I'm on there.
Well, like, what? I mean, why if you have Facebook? That's, like, my thing with some of these. I'm like, well, I have Facebook, so why, you know?
Because pictures tell 1,000 words, Dan.
Yeah.
I can create one at some point.
You should have one, even if you don't use it.
Yeah. Just to look
at. Just have access to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm active on there, but not as me. Wait, that sounded kind of skeevy. running company.
Yeah, that's his Bubba gimmick.
Running company Facebooks, is that better?
Whatever, Todd.
Social media.
Instance.
Yeah. There we go.
The words left your mouth. And,
I know, it was so bad. All right, we'll be back next week with some, I know, the most highly anticipated documentary ever released.
Mm. Which one? Well,
scream now?
Yeah, I was going to say you got two.
Two. So
what day does the Two Corys one debut again?
That is on Monday.
Monday, okay. All right. Well, we will watch that one immediately. And
yeah. Fuck Raw.
I will. Yeah, I hate to say it. Wah,
and forget down. Monday Night Raw.
yes. And we also, Scream Queen, the Mark Patton doc as well, which I'm really curious. And
it's,
that's been talked about for like 5 years.
It's
now.
Scream, question mark, Queen, My right. Nightmare in Elm Street.
All right, you don't usually say question.
Well, I'm just making sure you enunciate it right. You're saying Scream Queen. It's Scream Queen.
All right, there you go, Todd. not so fucking OCD, but it's cool.
I just wanted to be said correctly.
And I guess our other show next week will be TBA, but it'll be...
it's going to be our Asylum sex comedy show.
Oh, all right. Cool, cool.
Yes. All right, we'll do that. You misunderstood.
We also be sure to listen to our other show this week with the great Al Adamson doc and our Invisible Man review.
Invisible Dan.
Fuck. And yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming your way. And a big Vinegar Syndrome, like two Vinegar Syndrome shows.
Dan, you were lucky tomorrow's graphic to order in order to make it work. I had to kind of like crop out some of Sam Ritter because otherwise he would have been wearing your hat.
Oh. Damn it.
That's fucked up.
But you know what? He still could.
Corey can wear it.
That's fucked up. All right. Well,
anything else, gentlemen?
That's all for me.
FleshwoundFeatures.com, FleshwoundDan eBay on there. Check it out. Join our
Horror Cartel.
Horror Cartel FleshWound Radio Facebook page. The name has changed.
Facebook group.
Facebook group. I'm sorry.
Facebook page is Flesh Wound Features.
Yes, like that. Trying to focus on them all. And anything you guys got to plug?
Yeah, I would like to plug. Go swipe left on Dan's Twitter.
You mean my Tinder side?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I fucked up.
Like, that too.
You gotta. No. Join the present day, Todd. It's a different thing.
My wife may disagree with me joining the Tinder, but I'll tell her Dan asked.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Well, yeah, I don't know.
It's just so I can teach him how to use it, honey.
It feels like 60% like hookers, and
then
I don't know. Like 30% bots.
Then you should be right at home.
I don't know. I would imagine there's a lot of people, though, because they closed down, like, the Craigslist personals. I think Backpage is gone, so...
Dan doesn't know what to do.
That's why he's in... he's on Tinder now. his last hope.
I joined that, God, there's a lot of them. I didn't even realize like how many there were, but yeah. So.
J-date.
What date?
J-date.
Well, I'm afraid that's for
Jewish people.
But can you join it is the question.
Fuck if I know. Christian mingle.
What if I want to just meet some cute
farmers only?
Farmers only. I feel like I should create one there that makes absolutely
Did that wrestling fan one ever open up?
I have no idea. But God. Dan, you'd be perfect.
That thing scares the shit out of me. I just see all hot tubs and pocket cheeseburgers. And like one girl.
That would be accurate. Yeah. Just don't make it an AEW group.
Or you know what would happen? If there was women there, all the fucking wrestlers would show up and take them all. That's why I laugh when all the Dans are talking about how they want to meet a girl that likes wrestling and da-da-da. So they take them to shows. I'm like...
Well, here's the
and
thing.
And they're gone.
Right, exactly. I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid. That's why I'm glad my wife never liked wrestling.
Oh, no.
And wait, let me finish talking, Dan. And the other thing about... Then the other thing about that the marks don't think about is, you know, you need something to escape from these women. So if they're if they want to go with you every time to wrestling, how are you ever going to get away from them?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, and I'll close on this because I had a moment of clarity with some recent disappointments. I have to have a girl into horror. I don't think there's any escaping that. She doesn't have to be into wrestling, though. And you're right. You take a girl, especially like a date, to a fucking wrestling show. Wrestlers will fuck the most...
Gross.
like negative fives. They will. And I've joked about this.
That's fucked up, Pugs. Did you say ass pinky?
That was that loud?
Yeah.
Wrestlers are not like musicians. They don't have standards. They will go for anything.
They're like the drummer.
If the girl is even half decent looking, yeah, you better be ready to fight some motherfuckers. So yes, I am aware of that, Todd. I would not do that. Not until I knew her very well.
And you still shouldn't.
No, I don't need a girl into wrestling. Horror, like my last date.
There's
a look. There's a look when I have a date over to the house, and I can tell. And I saw it the last one, and I'm like, fuck. I wasted a lot of money.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Dan. It's not even the horror. I think it is more to do with how into it you are.
I agree.
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be horror. Like if you swap all that out with Western,
Here's the thing. It works for hookups, but if it's like a serious date. Like hookups, I have no problem. Dates, boom. I've learned now, not until the fifth or sixth date, if I can avoid it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. The Charles Manson pillow got me, and I know Pugs has one of those.
Oh, yeah. Mine's a deal sealer, though, so.
I need to date freakier women. But,
yeah, in Atlanta, you better get a I don't know what kind of pillow, a Klan's pillow.
Yeah, or
David Duke.
That's fucked up.
Okay, I'll clean it up. A Colonel Sanders pillow.
A very diverse and liberal city, Todd. Talking.
You see many niggers over there.
Pugs is black.
We're already gonna get kicked off YouTube. We haven't even debuted yet.
They have rap songs. That's why I remind.
Oh, them, because Pugs can say it, so now it's not racist.
We can appeal it. It's not racist.
You just sent him a photo of my face. I said
it. Is that why, Dad? You asked me to make sure there's a picture of Pugs on every graphic he's on.
For YouTube, you better. Yeah.
So I'm the token to get by, and the token black. All right, Dan.
It's fucked up.
Master Shine, you got it.
Well, on that note, I think we should wrap this one.
Yes, we should wrap it. guys, great show as always, and tune in next week. A lot of exciting, different stuff, different changes, format changes. Keep tuning in.
All right. Good night, guys.
Hello, Satan.
Good night.
Night.
I'm out.